This is Superman, gang. I want to remind you that tomorrow is Election Day, a mighty important day to every good citizen. Now, of course, you can't vote until you're old enough. But here's something you can do. Help make sure your mother and father can get out to vote. You could help with the dishes or around the house, run errands, and show your parents that you're interested, too, in the right and duty of every American citizen to cast his vote on Election Day.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P-Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Clark Kent is puzzled and worried because he has not heard from his young friend, Mary Hennig and Jimmy Olsen await their doom as prisoners of the cruel and ruthless counterfeit leader, Mr. Paradise.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, no fellow or girl wants to miss out on a good thing. So when all your friends are wearing Superman Crusader rings, and since Jimmy Olsen and Beanie are so proud of theirs, well, you're sure to want one, too. That's why Kellogg's Pep fixed it up for you to get one. And are you going to be proud of your Superman Crusader ring? First off, it makes you a part of Superman's crusade for good Americans. And then you're going to feel like strutting around when you wear your ring. I mean, it's a humdinger made of sturdy silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that'll wear and wear, look shiny and slick as anything. Superman's picture stands right out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. And the ring's adjustable. Sure, so it's easy to fit right in your finger yourself. Now, be sure you're not the only one in your gang without a Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? Send one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, Jimmy Olsen and young Mary Hennig, cub reporter and copy girl, respectively, for the Daily Planet, were captured while trailing the leaders of a dangerous counterfeiting ring. Imprisoned in a house on the river, Jimmy and Mary were told that they would be done away with as soon as Biff Morgan, a boy in the employ of the gang, was brought in to die with them because he knew too much. Jimmy managed to drop Mary's Superman Crusader ring to the deck of a tug steaming by in the river, hoping it might serve as a clue to their whereabouts. But his shouted attempts to call attention to the ring were apparently unheard in the noise of the river traffic. As we continue now, Herman, a murderous henchman of the gang, is in a taxicab with Biff Morgan, who is unaware that he is on his way to his death. Listen.
Yeah, I'm so glad Mr. Pearly wants me to come back to work for him, Herman. I can use some easy money. What are you laughing about?
Nothing, Biff. Nothing at all.
Come on, let me in on the joke.
Hey, you dumb kid, what you can for easy money. You hand me a laugh.
What do you mean?
I don't mean anything.
Oh. Hey, look, tell me, is Mr. Pearly taking me back on account of I tipped you off about Chickie and Jim trailing him, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought so. How'd you like that little tomato trailing the boy?
I knew from the start she was a double-crosser. But now when I get my hands on her, she's going to be sorry she was ever born.
When you get... You mean you didn't catch her?
Sure, I caught her. And her sneaky friend, Jim, too.
Then why do you say when you get your hands on her?
Because a big shot wouldn't let me finish... touch him until we got you, too.
Until you got me?
Until we got you to do something first.
Yeah, like what?
Special little job. Mr. Pearly will tell you about it.
Oh, I get it.
Hey, driver, what you stopping here for?
Red light, Mac.
Oh. Listen, what's Mr. Pearly going to do to Chickie and Jim?
What do you suppose?
Hey, look, he ain't going to
kill them. What do you suppose we're going to do with those little rats, huh? Turn them loose and let them tell the cops all they know?
Oh, no, I suppose you can't do that, but...
Nuts. Dopey kids who go for the easy dough always get it in the neck sooner or later anyhow. like you're going to find out.
I'm going to find out. Hey, what do you mean, Herman?
Nothing. Now what are we stopping for?
Oh, looks like a traffic jam.
Metropolis Bridge is up, Max.
Oh, yeah. Look, Herman, you can see the smokestacks of some big ship in a river.
Where?
Over there.
Yeah, all I see is fog over the river. Oh, yeah.
It's a big one, all right. Looks like we'll be stuck here a good 10 minutes.
Well, how do you like that? Just when I'm in a hurry to get this job done.
As Herman scowls over the fact that his three young victims are granted an additional 10 minutes of life, Clark Kent is in the office of Perry White at the Daily Planet, where the gray-haired editor and Lois Lane are venting their anxiety on him.
Now, remember this, Kent. If anything happened to Jim and Mary, it's your fault.
Oh, now, look.
It certainly is, Clark.
Oh, wait a minute.
The very idea of letting those two kids get in with a gang of criminals
is just a minute, Lois. In the first place, Jim isn't a child. He's 17 now. And
well, Mary's only 14.
Yes, I know, but this was Mary's only chance to clear herself of the charge of working with the gang.
Now, Clark.
Unless she took the chance, she was certain to go to the reformatory for a long time.
And what's all that got to do with what we're talking about?
What?
The point is, Jim and Mary are missing now.
I know, but...
We haven't the least idea where they are. Or have we any way of finding out?
If we could only find that man, Pearly, he knows where they are.
Yeah. I can't understand why he closed his messenger office. We know he distributes the counterfeit money through there.
Yes, but
he didn't return to his office since I was there a little while ago, either. Inspector Henderson posted a man there who promised to call me if anyone showed up at the office.
Well, what I'm afraid of is that the counterfeiters must have discovered who they were.
Mm.
So they closed that messenger office, and now Jim and Mary...
Oh, don't say it, Chief.
I'll take it.
No,
never mind. I can answer my own phone. Perry White speaking. Who? Oh, Nichols.
Who?
Well, it must be Harvey Nichols, the new young reporter we took on.
I thought it might be something about Jim and Mary.
Yeah.
Talk to the city editor.
I
said talk to the city editor. I haven't time to be bothered with any routine stories right now. I don't care if it is about Superman.
Superman?
Now, sure. Sure, I'd like to see Superman right now. But I haven't time to listen to any stories about him.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chief. What about Superman?
Oh, hold it, Nichols.
What about Superman?
Nothing. It's that new reporter, Nichols. Some story has some story about him. He says that's all.
Oh.
Give your story to Boris, Nichols.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to him, Chief.
What do you want to waste time on this for?
I don't know. It's just a hunch.
All right, here.
Thanks. Hello, Nichols. This is Clark Kent. That's right, Kent. Well, what's this story about Superman?
At a time like this, he wants to talk about Superman.
Well, isn't it just
quiet,
like
please, will you? Yes. Yes. What's that? Well, for the... Where? When was it?
What is it, Clark?
I see. Is he there now?
Clark.
He is, huh? Okay, I'll be right out there. Have him wait 2 minutes, will you? Thanks. So long.
Clark, what is it?
A fellow in a river tug says a Superman Crusader ring dropped out of the skies onto his boat. I'm going out to see about it.
A Superman Crusader ring?
Sure, you know, the one Superman presented to the youngsters at Unity House to... promote good citizenship and tolerance?
What do you mean it fell out of the sky?
That's what this fellow told Nichols.
It sounds like a lot of nonsense to me. How could a ring drop out of the sky?
Well, that's what I want to know. Jim and Mary both had Superman Crusader rings, you know. So this interests me. I'll see you both later. I'm going to look into this ring story myself.
Hurrying from Perry White's office to the deserted stockroom, Clark Kent swiftly strips off his business suit and stands revealed in the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, throwing open the window...
Up! Up! And away!
The Man of Steel streaks away to the waterfront to question the tugboat man. What will happen now? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So, stand by!
Say, gang, how'd you like to join up with Superman in his fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship and wear a Superman Crusader ring? Jimmy Olsen and Mary have them, you know, and Superman's already on the trail of the one that Jimmy dropped on the deck of that tugboat. Well, Kellogg's Pep has fixed it up so that you can have a Superman Crusader ring, too. And is this ring terrific? Shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing out big and smiling on the front and the word Superman Crusader on the side. The ring's adjustable, too. You can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal with such a durable silver-like finish, it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, most all the fellows and girls in the gang are going to be wearing those Superman Crusader rings pretty soon. So don't you miss out. Ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? send one Kellogg Step box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
On a long pier where the Metropolis River empties into the harbor, Superman, once more in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, is questioning Fred Taylor, a member of the crew of the tugboat Sally Ann. As they talk, the fog, which had momentarily lightened, now closing down again over the waterfront like a fuzzy blanket.
Yes, this is the Superman Crusader ring, all right. How did it get on your boat?
The way I figure it, Mr. Kent, Superman was maybe flying by overhead and he dropped it.
No, he didn't, Mr. Taylor.
Well, how do you know he didn't? It's possible, ain't it?
Well, I
don't
know.
Well, where else could the ring come from? We were out in the river, like I told you.
How far you out from shore were you?
Well, not very far. Pretty close inshore, I'd say.
Well, could the ring have been dropped or thrown from the shore?
I guess maybe it could. I never thought of that.
Just where were you on the river when the ring dropped on the tug? Do you recall?
Well, let's see now. I know we'd already passed under the Metropolis Bridge.
I see. About how far had you gone from the bridge?
Why, that's hard to tell, Mr. Kent.
Why?
The fog was pretty thick, you know.
Yes, that's so.
Hardly see 50 feet in front of you.
Well, could you guess? About how far would you say?
Oh, maybe 2 miles. But that's only a guess.
Let's hope your guess is close and my hunch is, too. Thanks a lot, Mr. Taylor.
You're welcome. But I still think Superman dropped this ring, though.
I guess I can change behind this packing case. I wonder if that ring did come from Jim or Mary. I'm playing a pretty long hunch, but Unity House is clear across the city. Most of the youngsters who got the rings don't live anywhere near here. That makes me think that Jim or Mary... There we are, all set. Now to look into this hunch.
As Superman. Up and away! A couple of miles this side of the Metropolis Bridge, the tugboat man said. Now, that'll be about here. Let's see. Just a few warehouses along the bank. Hard to see much in this fog. Let's have a look at those warehouses. Away! No sign of Jim or Mary down there. Now, which way? Well, just have to range around, I guess. Away!
Handicapped by the thick fog, Superman is forced to slacken his rocket-like speed as he searches above the riverbank for Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig. And 10 long minutes go by without result. Meanwhile, Herman has arrived at the headquarters of the counterfeiting gang with young Biff Morgan. Accompanied by Mr. Purley and gripping Biff by the arm, Herman unlocks the door of the room in which Jimmy and Mary are imprisoned, then snarls at them.
All right, you dirty little double crosses. This is the end of the line for all three of you.
What will happen now as Superman, searching almost blindly through the thick fog, begins to fear that his hunch was false? Is this really the end for Jim and Mary? Tomorrow's exciting episode tells the story, fellows and girls, and incidentally, brings a most shocking beginning to a new and exciting Superman adventure. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. When you wake up in the morning and you can see your breath on the frosty air, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just calls for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Calls for toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles just fits, doesn't it? Kellogg's Crumbles, sort of sweet and mellow rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. It's Crumbles weather, gang. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.